Thank you, Mr. Dowd. Good morning and happy Good Feast of Tabernacles to everyone. I noticed Mr. Dowd already asked about how many of you followed Mr. Weber's suggestion of looking up at the sun or the moon. The first night almost looked like sun. It was so bright on the first holy day that as I was looking up, it seemed really, really bright. And I'm always amazed just how full and bright the moon looks at the start of the Feast of Tabernacles. It always reminds me how wonderful God is and the level of detail he puts into everything he has created. This morning, I'd like to start off with a question. I usually do that for most of my sermonettes. The question is, has your feast so far been inward focus or outward focus? Has your feast so far been inward focus or outward focus? Or maybe a better question to ask, has your feast so far been all about you? Yesterday, Mr. Mulier scared me when he started talking about the feast not being all about us, as that was part of what I was planning on talking about. But as I listened to each of the messages yesterday, they all had a little touch on what I was planning on speaking about today. For those who like titles, if you haven't picked it up already, my title is Not All About You. Not All About You. This title comes from something Matt Finchel said as the camp director of the very first teen camp I'd ever attended back in 2011. Since that time, my wife and I have worked at 37 youth camps in that period of time. But for all these camps I've worked at, I never forgot what Mr. Finchel said at that very first camp. Camp is not about you, it's about the campers. Camp is not about you, camp is all about the campers. This morning I'd like to look at building upon the messages we heard yesterday and build upon what our roles are going to be in the future and how we need to be preparing today to serve alongside Christ in the future. In this message, I'm going to reference some of the lessons I've learned through serving at youth camps, because I think those lessons apply to us as we prepare for the fulfillment of what these days picture. In doing this, hopefully it will show each of us that our lives that we live today is preparing us to serve with Christ in the millennium. Yesterday, if you remember, Mr. Mulier discussed a little bit about the fact that the Feast of Tabernacles is not all about us. The Feast of Tabernacles is about Christ and those who survived the Great Tribulation and those who would be born during the millennium. For reference, we can see this in Zechariah 14, verse 16. Zechariah 14, verse 16. It reads, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." We see here that everybody's going up to focus on Christ. As we discussed yesterday by Mr. Weber, for those of us who are part of the first resurrection, we will be serving under Christ. For reference, Revelation 20, verse 6. Revelation 20, verse 6. It reads, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. We see by these verses and other verses that were covered yesterday, the focus will not be about us. It will be about God, the Father, and Christ, and those who are living during the millennium. We will be involved, but our focus will be serving under Christ's leadership to help those at that time. So this leads me to my first lesson. I have three lessons from camp. First lesson from camp that applies to the Feast of Tabernacles. The main goal and duties of staff at camp is to help the campers to learn to have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. That is our primary role at camp,
And then secondary is actually running our activities, being counselors, serving food. But the primary focus at camp is helping the teenagers to connect with Jesus Christ and God the Father. Well, how we do this at camp is we talk to the campers. We demonstrate how to live God's way of life. We answer questions they have come up. Many times the campers will ask difficult biblical questions they have sincere questions about. And we have the opportunity to help them realize the life God is offering them is so much better than the world outside. We try to role model the correct behavior and the benefits of following Christ. There are a lot of other ways at camp that we help bridge the gap between God the Father and Christ and the campers. If we fail to help the campers to build this relationship, then really camp is not worth having a camp program, because that is the key focus. And without that, our camp program is not built on the foundation it needs to be built upon. When you consider the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles context of camp, we will be teachers working with the people to help them know how to have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Because they will not know that at the start. This will all be new. They'll be coming out of different trials that they had. And so we need to be there to help show them how to do that. For some of you who don't go to camp, you may be asking, so how can I do that now? How can I prepare? It comes down to having an outward focus on others, where you serve others. Maybe you just look around and find someone sitting by themselves that needs someone to go sit and have them just talk to you. They need someone to listen to them talk, to share their stories and feel connected to someone else. Maybe it's a neighbor that's doing something around their house and they need a helping hand. And you just go over and you just start helping them without even being asked. And during the conversation of you serving them, helping them, maybe you'll have an opportunity to talk about God, Father, and Christ and their plan for mankind. You never know how God can use you to plant a seed in someone else's life. But it all goes about from being outward focused and not inward focused. So that was the first lesson I learned from camp. And this lesson will be also part of lesson three. So lesson two from camp that applies to the Feast of Tabernacles. It doesn't come easy for us not to focus on ourselves. We live in a world that was inward focus. I bet everybody has a smartphone. You probably have apps like Facebook and a lot of the other apps that are all mainly inward focus. It's about what I've eaten, what meal I've had, where I'm going on vacation. It makes everything look great. Nobody ever posts the bad stuff on their Facebook page usually. They want everybody to have a good image of them. And it's all about their image. It's about them. But is that what we really need to be focusing on? As working at a camp, when I started working there, I realized I had a hard time not focusing on myself, but really focusing on the campers. And every year, I had to remind myself why I'm at camp, where my focus needs to be. In 2011, I kept noticing more and more I was focusing on myself, focusing on what my campers did, what I was doing with them, instead of just focusing and putting all the attention on them. Over the years, putting into practice, I found it's easier and easier year after year to really focus on the campers, really focus on what they need out of camp, not what I need out of camp. It's all about where our focus is. Is it inward focus or is it outward focus? I learned the more I focused on the campers and what they were doing and trying to build them up, the easier it was for me not to focus on myself. This is true for all of us. As we live our lives now, do we try to bring attention to ourselves or to God the Father and Jesus Christ? We see over in Matthew 5, verse 16, Matthew 5, verse 16, what Christ has to say. I'm breaking into the subject matter about letting your light shine. It says in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Our job is to do good works so when people see us, they see us glorifying the Father in our actions and our deeds. When they see us, they see Christ. When they see us, they see God. Christ, how many times did Christ say, if you see me, you've seen the Father? People should be doing the same thing for us as we follow Christ. When they see us serving, they must think, hey, there is a Christian over there. But there are actions and our deeds, but we have to practice it now. Our goal should be to bring glory to our Father in heaven by how we live our lives each day. This is not always easy, but it's what we've been called to do. It's where our focus needs to be. When we consider the future meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles, it's all about God the Father and Jesus Christ. Our job will be helping those living during the millennium to come to know the God and Christ. And we will be there helping, but the focus is not on us. Lesson 3 from camp that applies to the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is probably the most important lesson I've learned from camp. Putting into practice what we've read in Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. I think everyone here knows these verses. I know in Cincinnati, in our Sabbath school program, these are some memory verses that we teach our preteens each year. Over the years, I've worked with the teens and preteens at the various camps. I have learned to put these verses into practice. At times, we have to show love to campers when they mess up. At times, we have to show long-suffering when they don't do something they really should do, and they know they should do it, they just don't. Sometimes we show kindness in how we deal with the campers when we talk to them. And the same goes for all the other fruits of the Spirit. One of the things I've learned from serving at the camps is a lot of these teens that come to camps, they come with problems. Some are coming from families that their parents just went through a divorce or they are divorced. We have teens that come to camp where their parents... died of a drug overdose, and they're dealing with the ramifications of that. Some of these kids that come to camp are broken, and we are there to help them. As you hear the stories of these campers, sometimes you just want to go up and give them a hug and tell them it's going to be all right and show them how it's going to be all right, that through Jesus Christ and God the Father, He has a plan for them that's so much better than what the world has to offer. I have seen by showing kindness to campers that are struggling with a personal situation that it can make a drastic, has a drastic effect on how we interact with them that affects the rest of their camp. I've had kids come up and talk to me that how I interacted with them when they did something wrong and struggled help them to see that camp was fun, and it was someplace they wanted to be. Some of them say, hey, I wasn't planning on coming back, but after this camp, I want to be here next year. And it was all by how I interacted with them, showing kindness and love. And a lot of the other staff do the same thing. I know I'm kind of talking about what I've done, but as I go to camp and I serve alongside the other staff members, we're all there focusing on the campers. And this carries over to what we're going to be doing in the future. When these people come out of the tribulation, they're going to be hurting. We're going to be there to help them see a better way of life. Applying the fruits of the spirits now in our lives and how we interact with others is a training program. We can't just wait till we get to the kingdom, return in the spirit, and then we start putting these things into practice. I've learned that I've had to do it year after year after year. And after doing it at camps, it also spills over into my work life, my family life, serving the local congregations. I see a lot of people out there nodding their heads, yes. So you guys get it. But we can't forget about it. We have to really make sure that we are focusing on putting God's way of life into our action as we interact with other people. Maybe somebody at the grocery store that we run into this week or at the restaurants where they drop something. How do we respond? Do we show kindness and say, hey, don't worry, you spilled that whole plate of food on me? People make mistakes. Or we could yell at them. We become Karen. As you guys know, a lot of you know the term. We've all seen videos of people where they just come unhinged. What's the reaction are we going to have to demonstrate and show them there's a better way of life, a better way of living? This is something we have to learn today so we can put it into practice. We cannot wait until we're spirit beings to start using the fruits of the Spirit. If we are following and walking with Christ, these are elements that we have to have in our lives. What I've learned by working at many of the camps is that I have to start living the future now. I have to start living the future now, and that goes for all of us. I've learned that the duty to help others to learn how to have relationships with God is what we've been called to do at this time. And this can take various forms of how we do this, but we need to learn how to help people know God the Father and Christ. I've learned that I need to be outward focused. I need to be focusing on other people and not focusing on myself at camp. As we heard yesterday, we only have this moment now to do this. Who knows what tomorrow holds for any of us? We need to start preparing to do the work now and working alongside Christ now. I learned to be putting into practice the fruits of the Spirit of how we treat others goes a long way to helping people to start learning how to have a relationship with God the Father in Christ. As we wrap this feast and return home, I would encourage you to think about and evaluate what is the focus of your heart. Is your focus of your heart inward focus or is it outward focus? I would encourage you to start living the future now so that you are ready for when Christ returns, we are ready to serve with him.